I remember this. It was very funny. Like, we knocked on the door and somebody opened the door and it was Nicole from Greetings from Nowhere. And mm-hmm. she kind of had this face like, like a big smile. And I was like, hi. And then I was realized she doesn't know who I am. She's doing that because Mike is right behind me.
Damn, Mike.
I know. And so I was, but then we were like, she like looked at me and I was like, hi, I'm Brian from Game Night Guys. And then she got all lit up. She's like, oh, wait, I do know you.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun and weird. Cause that was like the whole first night. It was like, we've seen people's photos. We hear their voices. So we're very familiar with them, but just kind of like getting over that initial like barrier of meeting a total stranger and then realizing, oh, I already know you. Like, I listen to you all the time.
Cause everybody there, I think, listens to at least someone else's show. You know, that's there too. So
yeah,
it's weird being a podcaster and a listener at the same time, but you know, I kind of get it.
So. Yeah. And it was also cool getting to meet not only podcasters, but podcast listeners. Cause there were a lot of people there whom I've heard of, but I wasn't sure if they actually listened to our show and they did. And that was really cool.
Yeah.
It was really nice having that time in that first night, just getting to chit chat with people. And Big Fatty came over and gave us a verbal spanking. Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online.
Yes, he did.
And he said, okay, you two, you see each other all the time. I do not want to see you both together at all this night. And he kept separating us.
Yeah.
Which was nice of him. Yeah, he was totally like the cruise director all weekend.
He was.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So that was kind of fun and weird.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 1981 of the BFO for Thursday the 27th, 2015. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, it is the kickoff of Pride 48 Expo in Las Vegas. Yes, it is. Hello, Baconites. Big Fatty, anything with bacon is lovely. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, today it's finally here, the kickoff of the Expo of Pride 48 2015. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Tuesday, y'all, it was quite the day after I recorded, I went and met Daniel Bieber and a couple other folks over at the MGM Grand. He had a few folks over to his room. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. MGM Grand is huge. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, the MGM Grand is huge. Big Fatty. You know, he's highfalutin. He's highfalutin. So y'all, he had some sort of little suite or something like that. And y'all, I mean, there's several different places in there. You could have pooped like the bed, like when you sleep like a baby. No, not like that. There were chairs everywhere. Chairs everywhere. I mean, you needed to sit down. There were plenty of places. Y'all, it was the polar opposite of that Mexican restaurant that Joe Botanica, you know, from the Joe Batance show, is the polar opposite of that Mexican restaurant that Joe Batance took that Daniel Bieber to, because you know there were no chairs, they have no Big Fatty, none. So y'all then after we gathered there for a little while, y'all went and had a little supper, and y'all I've seen several people. I've seen that Daniel Bieber, that Adam Burns, you know, they're the creators of Pride 48. Y'all, let's see who else. I've seen Joey Bukkake. He's one of the suits. I've seen that Wendy Cameron. I've seen Tim in Alaska. I've seen that Taffy Carlisle Huffington. You know, she and Joey Bukkake are the host. They're the host this year of Pride 48. I've seen Taylor the Latte Boy and Babalu. Y'all, I've seen Joe Zubia. Big Fatty, I didn't know what do you mean, Zubia? Well, evidently. Y'all, evidently, we've been fucking it up for years. And he didn't tell anybody we've been fucking up his name. It's not Joe Zubia. It's Joe Zubia. Y'all, if you can get over here, Zubia here in Lost Wages. Big Fatty, that was terrible. It's true. But Zubia here if you can. And, Joe Zubia, and who else have I seen? Nico Martinez, y'all. I ran into Blind Guy Jay and Gerard, poor Gerard, the Turnip Head, and Urban Guy T.O. And let's see, who else have I seen? I've seen Big Ricky and Miss Melissa Melinda Miranda, and who else have I seen? Big Betty, we don't know. And y'all, I've heard from Stevie B. You know, he's getting ready do the Bulgarian national anthem on Monday. But y'all, he is here, I think that's about all I've seen. But y'all, I'm recording this prior to the supper at the Pepper Mill, and the what do you call that thing? And I've seen Joe Batanz. Yes, Big Freddy. The drinks at the Fun Hog Ranch, Big Freddy. That's always a pleasure. Anyway, y'all came back here to the. To the hotel Tuesday. Y'all, I was tired. And called in the bed. Big Fatty, it sounds like you need to crawl back in it. Well, I probably do. Went to sleep. And y'all, then, of course, my body clock says, okay, it's time to get up at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, Big Fatty. Well, of course, that's 3:30 a.m. in the morning Pacific. Y'all, I woke up and I was, I hadn't had nearly enough sleep, but my body clock was saying, Big Fatty, time to get up. And so I got up and I piddled around a little. Big Fatty, did you clean up the pit? No. What was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. I got on the dating sites, and y'all, believe it or not,
mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Wait a minute. Where's Squeaky Gentleman called? Big Fatty, he went to the bathhouse. So Squeaky Kitty is sitting in. Okay. All right. Y'all, this young thing, Herbert Carter, and he says, I'm staying at the Excalibur 2, and I'd like to come by and see you. I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, he came by, and y'all, he's a little, young 20-something thing that, was all about Big Fatty, and, he was the Latina. He was the Latina. Big Fatty, is that like the casino? It's very similar to the casino, but it's the Latina. And y'all, he wasn't here very long, but y'all, when he left, we were both very happy. There was a happy end. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about happy endings, but it was lovely, just lovely. And y'all, that made up that, I was in a deep sleep, and y'all, all of a sudden, before 3:30 when I woke up, y'all, I hear bing, bing, and I'm going, oh hell, who's sending me a testimonium? Y'all, it was that Hendrick over there from the perfume, Germany, Mexico. And he goes, Herbert Carter, you posted the wrong show. And y'all, I had initially posted the Monday show, the two, I say, Tuesday, Tuesday show a second time. So, y'all, I went in and corrected and everything. And I'm really pleased that Henrik told me that before most of the world woke up. Yes, Big Fatty. And the rest of the world just heard it again and just thought, oh, Big Fatty's just repeating himself. But the rest of you, who if the Wednesday show sounded familiar, you probably will get two, I say, two little shows today. But anyway, so that's that. But y'all, things get started later this afternoon at 5:30 p.m. In the evening. That is a specific time. That's 8:30 p.m. Eastern, in the only time zone that matters. Y'all, it is the Pink Carpet, and y'all, that is going to be hosted by me and that Donna Sugars. And y'all, we're expecting a huge turnout, on the Pink Carpet. We'll greet people as they arrive here at the Porte Cochere, at the Luxor Casino and Resort. And y'all, then right after that is the pizza pie party. No, it isn't. It is the opening show with that Taffy Carlisle Huffington and Joey Bukkake. Y'all, then when that's over, that's the only two little shows for the first day here. And y'all, then we're all journeying to the hospitality suite, where we'll have pizza pie, you know. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Game Night gals, Brian and Curtis. They're not able to make it with us this year, but we truly wish Zubia here in Big Fatty Let It Go, we wish you were going to be here. But anyway, they were talking about how Big Fatty wouldn't let them stand around and talk to each other because they see each other all the damn time. And y'all, that's going to happen again this year. I guarantee it. I'll have to split up somebody from talking to each other and go out and talk to somebody you don't know. So, that's what it's all about. And the liquor will be flowing and the pizza pie will be piping hot. Piping hot pizza pie, Big Freddy. That's where we are. And then we'll get up for right morning for our big Pride 48 Brofkus, Big Fatty. The Vader and Bacon Show. Big Fatty, you're a little bit slow coming in on that.
Sorry, it's Bacon. This is for Guru.
Hey, Goo. So when we were leaving the Sonic, the dude with the license plate was at the dumpster. So I just stopped by his car, and the lady rolled the window down. I asked him what the license plate meant, and he said nothing. He said it's just to F with the cops. So anyway, he said, yeah, you can do it with H and B's too. So I do need license for the Mazda, so maybe I'll do that. I was going to try Bacon, but I think some 8s and some B's will be even cooler. All right. Well, anyway, I asked him if it was code for anything programming, and he said no. He's familiar with code, but that's not what it was for. But that's that. Hey, Poodle.
Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, you've had that one a while, too. It's true. But lovely. Just lovely to hear your voice. Hopefully you'll call in for the little show on a Friday.
Big Friday. It's me, Lawrence H. In quotation mark, the Intimidator Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Calling. Oh, Big Fatty, cue the bagpipe. Someone has died.
Somebody I like died. Trademark. Vera Charles.
Gone to glory. Oh, sorry. Someone else is about to die if this truck cuts me off again. Oh, Big Fatty. We are we are playing the bagpipes for the one and only Miss Maxine, the jalopy. I'm saddened to I'm actually not that sad anymore. Now that I've gotten over the shock of spending an insane amount of money, that the jalopy Miss Maxine, the Honda, has died. Well, okay, in all fairness, this is the final call from the jalopy. She has not actually died. She's driving me back to the Vader family compound north, but this will be the final call. I'm on my way to get some insurance documents and the title and a cashier check, and go and pick up the new jalopy. So, what it is not important. Let's just say that I've gone and bought a Chevrolet Red or similar, or with an emphasis on the or similar, because I did not buy a Chevrolet Red, nor would I ever. But I've been trying to keep up with Miss Bacon, and so anyway, I figured I had to go buy a car to do that. I will be sure to give you a call. The next call for me, hopefully, will be from the new Vader family jalopy. Okay, gotta run. Gotta go work off some of this stress at the gymnasium with the giant penis. Okay, bye.
Oh, yes. Y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Don't be surprised if the old gal choose you a new one for stealing her her bagpipes. So that's hers. It's trademark. Yes, Big Betty. And we wish the best to Miss Maxine as you put her down, so to speak. And don't forget to check your glove box and make sure you've gotten all your vulgarity out of it. Yes, Big Betty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And guess what? I'm in the new jalopy, and it has hands-free. Well, hands-free that works, which is the best part of the new jalopy versus the old jalopy. So, surprisingly, it does. You know, it sounds an awful lot like the old jalopy. But anyway, I was just calling for you are the first official phone call in the new jalopy, and you can choose whether or not you really want to believe that. But anyway, you're...
Betty, why did you hang up on old Vader? I didn't hang up on old Vader. Vader, first of all, thank you so much for helping the new jalopy lose its BFO virginity. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. It has that new car smell. Don't ruin it with your gas and you pooping like a baby and all that kind of. No, not me. Vader, you might, if it's still under the warranty, you might want to take it in because evidently there's some problems with the mechanical. The Vader and Bacon Show. Big Betty, that was much better than the opening singing that you... Ooh. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday, y'all. And if you can, come over to the chat room at pride48.com. 5:30 p.m. in the evening Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, adjust for your time zone. And join us for the pink carpet and for the opening show. It's a two-hour block here on Thursday night. Yes, Big Betty, it'll be lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the game night, gals. That's Brian and Curtis. And guys, we're missing you. And we're missing all of you who have been to Pride 48 Vegas before and all those who haven't been but wish they could be here. And Brian, what'd you think of today's little show?
So that was kind of fun and weird.
Oh, Big Fatty, he pretty much summed it up perfectly.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.